Love Connection without Chuck Woolery, it pretty much sucks. It really does. And I don't understand why they would even bother to do it without you.
Well, you know, it came about as such a strange thing. They put the word out that the reason I didn't do it was because I couldn't do it. And that wasn't true.
Uh-huh.
As most things in Hollywood aren't true, that was among some of them were true.
Yeah.
The only thing that I can even think of after doing the show for 11 years and being so successful and doing it with the same man, the man's name is Eric Lieber, and Eric Lieber owns the show. And Eric apparently made this decision that he wanted to change hosts in the 13th or the 12th year and put in Pat Bullard, and no one understood why. Everybody, the joke around town was, did he go around and ask people, I'm going to replace Chuck Woolery on The Love Connection, what do you think? And everybody said, wow, what a great idea. So it's like, we don't know where it came from or why it came up, and he has never called me and acknowledged, you know, you would think that after working with someone for 11 years, you'd be friends with him. And he has never called and acknowledged the fact that it's even been done, much less why he did it or anything else. So I'm very disappointed.
Well, not only are you disappointed, but I think that America is disappointed. And my prediction is...
No, the thing is, Mark, if they're disappointed enough, I'll be back doing it.
Well, that's exactly what I'm going to say. You know, for instance, Family Feud had a host. The poor guy is gone now. But, I mean, he took over for Richard Dawson. Everybody loved Richard Dawson. There was no reason to replace him. Now and then Richard came back again and hosted it. And I would assume that this show with Pat will last a very short amount of time. And that they will approach you.
Well, I don't know. I know the show's not doing that well, but it's funny that in decisions like this, as people who are listening and people on the internet know, that when people make decisions like this, a lot of times, and they're in a powerful position, they make it for pride. And a lot of times, for pride, they won't go back, and you don't know why. But if enough pressure is applied, it's really odd. People have no idea how much power they have, Mark.
Mm.
Letters, phone calls, things like that. They count those, each individual letter and phone call, they count something like 500 people to each individual one. So it's extraordinarily powerful.
Hmm.
But, I mean, I'm not lobbying for everybody to go out and write and call and tell Eric Lieber that they want me back on the show because I don't think he cares. Warner Brothers is the other side of this equation, and they obviously didn't make this decision in a vacuum.
You know, well, I think they might have actually done it in a vacuum. There's no other possibility why they did that.